Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 12th of April. Caught up with Jim Williams of Ariane Silver. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Hopefully we can try and put a bit of colour into the picture as regard to Ariane Silver. There's a bit of market anticipation on where you're going to go next. We were last updated that there was an MOU signed with Tierra Nevada, or TMN. Do you want to give us a bit of an overview of what's been happening since we last spoke and potentially where things stand as we speak today?
Okay, right. Well, since we last spoke and since we signed the MOU going back quite a few weeks ago, there's been a lot of due diligence, legal, administration, technical, to say the least, okay? And we're now ready to go to the next step. And I think the emphasis, and I indicated this, at the time with you, is let's do a deal on the tailings, because that's the potential near-term cash flow, which is quite important in this economic climate. And do a deal on the tailings. We will need some more test work, metallurgical test work, which might take a couple of weeks, okay? And that will define then a route to go for how we can process the gold and silver from those tailings. So that's what I'm recommending we do. Hopefully that goes ahead. I don't see why it shouldn't go ahead. And from there, we can do potentially a deal on the Noche Buena mine, which is part of the TNM holding. And that's what was feeding these tailings at one point in time. So there's lots to go on. It's been, quite a complex piece of due diligence, which, incidentally, is still going on. But I think we've reached a stage now whereby we can minimise any risk going forward and go to the next step.
Right, okay. Naturally, these things are a bit like the chicken and the egg situation, and you've got to wait for one for the other one to come along. And I guess the market, as I understand it, is anticipating that they're going to be given some kind of confirmation of what you've been actually carrying your due diligence out on. It's a tough one for me, because when people approach me and say, have you caught up with the company? Where are things up to? Naturally, you always want to do this on the back of news. I think it's important to try to show people what the board are doing and what's been happening. There's a lot of companies that are set out in the small cap sector that are sitting on the hands and not doing a great deal. So, can you give us an idea of what the activity levels are for you as a company, and whether there's anything else that you're looking at to go along with this particular joint venture that you've already informed us of pending?
Okay, well, basically, apart from the T&M situation, and incidentally, anyone can check out Tierra Nueva Minera by Googling it, and that will give an indication of what they have in their portfolio. But on to the next step. A lot of the projects we had when we first IPO'd this company, when we first listed this company in 2006, we still retain all of those projects. The only one we don't have any longer is San Jose, the mine. So many of these projects, not all of them, but many of them are quite small. When I say small, I mean 100, 150 hectares in size. And Cali Canta, for example, is one such example, which is right next door to the Capstones project on the city limits of Zacatecas. Now, from my point of view, these small projects will not make a mine in themselves. They're a small part of the cake. And what's going on in Zacatecas right now is there's a company or companies interested in consolidating a lot of the small ground with us and other companies like us to make it into a bigger piece of the pie. And if that's the case, these projects should consolidate into one bigger mine or mine. So that's what we're looking at as well at the same time. But otherwise, due diligence goes on the T&M and also, we look at other projects which have nothing to do with TNM and nothing to do with this potential consolidation of smaller ground. So
just as an
market's picking up, and I think Mexico is once again starting to bounce off the bottom.
So just to, as an overview for people who perhaps aren't aware of the company or where things are at, you've got a deal that's pending with TMN. You've also got some assets under management that are legacy assets that you've had for some time. Now there's a level of activity around them. And we've also got a situation where there's potentially other assets or business which is showing itself to you within the market. So you've got new business, legacy business, and existing pending announcements. Is that fair to say?
That's a very good summation, Doc.
All right, mate. It's important to try to highlight that, because I'm pretty sure that there's going to be new investors now tuning into the story. It's we saw the share price kind of moving around that penny to a penny and a half. I think when we last spoke, speculated that you believed that these kind of deals would be worth more to the company, and that you would potentially be able to unlock additional finance from the warrant holders. Is that still a belief that you hold?
Yes, it is. Obviously, the warrants are priced at 1.5 pence, 1.5p. So, the price needs to be 1.5, 1.6p, 1.7p. And I'm told, reliably informed by our broker, that if that's, if the price hits that level, we can bring in another 1 million, 1.3 million pounds, if everybody exercises that paper. So that's quite an important factor.
So technically, a sustainable financing arm is in place as well for the time being. So it's not like, what I'm trying to do here is try and rule out where the kind of pitfalls may lie, and actually try to point to where the positives are, but in a balanced manner, if that's okay with you.
Well, it is. I mean, basically, excluding the potential of any more money from the warrant holders. We have enough cash in the bank right now to sustain this company for another 12 months, okay, on its current burn rate. So, it's not, lack of finance right now is not an issue. I'm upbeat on this share price going to 1.5, 1.6p, in the next month or so. And then I'm also upbeat on what I've been told, that we can get more money in from the warrant holders.
Right. Okay. So it's just left with you to kind of bring home the bacon, I guess. And we'll stand by our beds and wait. I guess that's where we're at right now, Jim.
That's right, and that's what we're all working on right now. And it's very important that due diligence is thorough. And we've covered most of the risk off. And and there's more upside than downside. That's what we want to achieve.
Just before I go, Jim, the pace of production, I mean, what kind of turnaround can people expect in regard to this asset actually, starting to realise some revenue and production?
You talk about the tailings asset, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, anything from 8 to 12 months up to 24 months, because a lot depends on the metallurgical process required to economically extract as much gold and silver as possible. And that's why it's important to wait until we do more metallurgical test work, which, as I said, might take 3 months, okay, give or take a couple of weeks. And that will then determine the best process flow sheet to extract the minerals. And, depending on how complex that is, will depend on how quickly it is to build it and how much it will cost.
Okay, that's brilliant. Okay, Jim, that's excellent. Thanks for your time, and hopefully we'll chat again soon.
Yeah, thank you very much, Doc.
All right, take care. See you, buddy.